Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business. Our goal is to motivate and inspire others to push limits, test boundaries, and climb personal ladders of success. I'm your host, Tawny Bro, and today I'm so excited to introduce you to Lucy Bedway. She is a personality-driven copywriter who specializes in crafting copy for businesses that want to stand out and scale. She is just a ball of sunshine, guys. She travels the world, she kind of plays by her own rules, and she has worked with million-dollar brands. Some of her favorite clients are coaches, service providers, fashion brands, and she is doing it with a ton of energy. You guys are going to love this. Stay tuned. Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your story. Like, how did you get to this spot?
Yeah. So I like to say I'm an entrepreneur straight out of college. I knew pretty early on that corporate life was not going to be for me. I wanted to write for businesses that were making an impact, specifically women-owned businesses. So I kind of started this as an experiment. I was in a pandemic. I had just graduated. I started a Facebook page and sent people my really sketchy portfolio on a Google Doc and started to sign
some. Okay, so you knew in college, like, corporate life was not for you. So you were just a natural born, like, I'm going to start doing something different. So kind of start from there for me.
Yeah. So I really kind of had a period. I think everyone after college like has no idea what they want to do with their life. But like, I super had no idea because I was like, well, I'm not even going to get a job. So I was really kind of starting from zero. Okay. And I kind of went online. I was really interested in starting an online business specifically because I love to travel. And the idea of not being confined to an office just sounded really appealing. So I kind of dipped my toes in the water. I was like, oh, I'm kind of good at Instagram. I post like decent photos. So I tried being a social media manager and just realized that was so not for me. And then I thought back to the fact that I had been a writer for as long as I can remember. I was writing fiction stories when I was really young, and I was writing for a food magazine for about 5 years. So I decided, you know what, that's obviously the natural path. So let me look into copywriting specifically because I love writing persuasively. And that's kind of how that copywriting was born.
That is awesome. I think there's always a love when you take something you're passionate about, and even your phase of discovery, like, what the heck am I going to do? Like, your phase of discovery led you to incorporating writing into that. So that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. So yeah, incorporating writing. So tell us a little bit about what you do then.
Yeah. So I'm a copywriter. So for anyone kind of hearing that term for the first time, like, no worries. I thought it was a lawyer too when I first heard it. So what I do is I write persuasive writing that's meant to cause action. So that would be your sales pages, your email campaigns, advertisements, web copy. And I also help brands develop their voice and their messaging so they can reach their ideal audience. And because I also love content, I also do a little bit of content writing too, but I know that's a big distinction that a lot of people are like, oh, copywriting's content writing. So if you hear someone say content writing, it actually means they do blog posts and content that you see on like LinkedIn or Instagram. So that's just a slight little distinction that if you know it, you're going to seem super smart.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So you're into persuasive.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I took a class like that at one time. Excellent. So how did you really find your love for starting your career like this? Like, are you traveling? Are you still writing? Tell me about your day.
Yeah. So a typical day for me is usually waking up in some foreign country. So I was able to kind of make that a reality. And now I work from around the world. The main thing is just finding cities with good Wi-Fi. And I work with a wide variety of clients, really anything from prominent female coaches to international fashion brands to, I worked with a really cool bakery that bakes for the royal weddings. So as long as like people are doing really awesome things and it's a project that I think I can add value, I'm totally into it, and bonus points if it's a female in business.
That is amazing. Can I ask, where are some like really cool locations you've been able to work from?
Yeah. So I love Italy. I studied abroad in Italy when I was in college. So I always try and go back there, especially because I speak Italian. So it's like, it feels a little bit like home, even if I'm not in home, which is Washington, D.C. for me. Okay. And then I work a lot from Europe, but I just recently got back from time in Argentina.
Nice. So where are you located right now?
I am right now actually in London. I'm visiting my aunt. She moved to Scotland a few years ago. So it was really nice that both me and my family could get out here to see her.
Yes, that is amazing. That's amazing. So, as you're traveling the world and doing this copywriting, where do you really find your inspiration? How do you keep motivated?
Yeah, so I wake up every day like totally pumped to go to work. And I remember I said this to my friends because they were like, "Oh, does anyone like actually like their job?" And I was like, "I do, like me, pick me." And I think it's just because I'm really inspired by my clients. I had someone tell me when I told them I was going to start a copywriting business and I was only going to serve women, the first thing they said to me, they're like, "Oh, is that profitable?" So I love that every single day my clients are showing up. They're all creating like multi six figure, seven figure businesses, obviously very profitable. And I get to just look at them. It's not the money they're making, but it's really just what they're able to bring to the world, how they're able to become a household name and build a brand. And that to me is super, super inspiring. And I just love that I get to be surrounded by powerful women every day.
Yes, I love that. I love that. So, can you tell me, like, where, if we're just giving some tips to some of our listeners, about their own, like, personal brand, where do you first get started when you start working with someone?
Yeah, so it really depends on kind of what they're looking for. I think a really great first direction is just to look at how you talk. I think it's such an underrated thing to do, but some of us speak a little bit more formally. We don't speak with a lot of slang, which is awesome, whereas other of us were like cursing like a sailor. So I would just think about like, what are the words that you use? What is the tone of voice that you use when you talk to your friends? And that should be the tone of voice that you're using in your business, assuming your brand is a personal brand. If you're creating a company, then things get a little more complicated. But that's like the biggest thing. And then the next thing would be trying to quantify that brand voice. So I actually have a brand voice quiz if people want to take it. It's just findmybrandvoice.com. You can just go there and take it, and I'll tell you the adjectives for your brand voice. But if that isn't your jam, you could really just look at like a sheet of adjectives and start see like what do you resonate with? Like how do you want to be perceived in your market?
I love that. I think everyone loves taking quizzes too.
Oh
So,
yeah, it's totally a BuzzFeed quiz. Like I wrote it as a BuzzFeed quiz, so it's like super engaging and really light and short.
well, that's awesome. And I think that direction is really a great advice, but also a great place to start, especially if you are trying to figure out and have some consistency right through what you're trying to do. I think that's really important. So, how do you market your business since you're on the move and on the road and finding, how are you finding these women?
Yeah, so it's really, I mean, I feel fortunate that a lot of it's referral based. But on top of that, I'm like definitely a spotlight person. So I love like building a presence online and having that kind of, I find it fun. So I got really into Instagram because so many of my clients are millennial women, especially like new moms that also started a business. So I got into it and then Reels came out. And I was really quick to hop on the Reels trend. So that's actually how I was able to grow my account. And then now I mean, the algorithm is always changing. So that's always a fun time. But I love making Reels because it's just so different from writing that I'm able to kind of in my day have written fun marketing, but also being able to make videos and connect with people on that level.
I love your energy and it's very contagious, but it comes across that you really are passionate and love what you do. And I love that you've been able to take now like the writing creative side and then make it into this digital social media side too, because that's such a great way to influence people, to meet new people. Do you find you get a lot of your business reaching out to you? I know you said referrals, but through your social media?
Yeah, so a lot of the times, like, it'll just be like someone will send me a DM and it will snowball into me sending them like a proposal, sometimes without even a discovery call, because it's like they're like, "Oh, I've actually like binged all your content. I kind of know you're the one." So like that's a really great benefit of having content, because if people can see what you put out there, by the time they actually talk to you, they kind of already want you. So there's really, I don't believe in any pushy sales or kind of hard tactics. I never did, even in the beginning. I don't think I sent one cold outreach message. I'm just a really big believer in creating cool stuff and connecting with people that you enjoy working with.
Absolutely. I love that. So, okay, do you have a book recommendation? Are you a reader? And do you like have, if you could recommend one book, what would it be?
Oh, okay. I am a reader. I'm an inconsistent reader. I think there's people that are like every day they wake up and it's like 15 pages before they start their day. And I get into like phases where I'm like, oh, cute used bookstore. Let me just go get 15 novels all at once. So I would, okay, I'll give a fiction and a nonfiction.
Okay.
So for fiction, I'm like big into like classic stuff, like just things that make me think. So it have to be The Great Gatsby. And then for nonfiction, I think it has to be the "You are a badass" line. Usually, like I'm a little iffy with the self-help because I'm like, oh my gosh, it's always like do this, do that, you're wrong, and I don't want that kind of energy in my life. But something about the writing in those books just like make me feel like I can take on the day.
Yes. Great book tips. Okay, so can you tell us what is your favorite beauty tip?
I love this. I love how you combine like business books and beauty. It's just like hitting all in one. If someone listens, they're like good. Okay, so beauty tips. So I'm not sponsored in any way, but I'm like a big fan of Drunk Elephant. So I would say my biggest beauty tip, like this is gonna sound nerdy, but honestly, I wear like a ton of sunscreen. And I think that's my number one thing is just like I read from a dermatologist, actually. This is a tip that I got from Instagram, that a lot of us think like our makeup is just like covers us for SPF because there's SPF in the foundation or in the tinted moisturizer. But I read that for it to be enough, you have to like use the whole bottle of product on your face. So like you can't skip the SPF step even if your makeup has SPF in it because it's not enough.
That is
So.
great advice. So I am not familiar with Drunk Elephant. What is that?
So it is a skincare brand that's like ultra trendy. If you like, the copywriter in me is kind of obsessed because they use so many puns in their email marketing, and I'm like, yes, whoever you hired as a writing, like they need a raise. So it's just a great line. They basically like don't really care if something's natural and or synthetic. They just care that it's based in science and good for skin. And I love that like no BS approach because I feel like we get so much BS in skincare. So I've just kind of started using their products, and I've personally, I know it's different for everyone, but like never had a reaction and noticed results right away.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Those are great beauty tips. So all of
Thank you.
the books, beauty and business tips will all be at the bottom and along with your contact information. So if anyone does want to check them out or see what it's about, you can go ahead and go to those links. Okay.
Awesome.
So, we as business women business owners, right, are so busy, caught up in the day-to-day that sometimes we almost have to remind ourselves to like pause and think and like just relax. So, do you have any daily tips for success?
Oh, yeah, this is good. I think like when it comes to success, it's really all about your mind. And I think that's something that we're told, but like we shrug off and we're like, oh, that's just like cookie cutter advice. But like it does come down to it because it's so easy to be like, no one's buying in my business, or no one's looking at my content, or no one's liking my stuff, and just like spiral and be like, oh, it must be a slow month. But like the truth is, it's just like a quiet hour. So I think like sometimes just stepping back and realizing like, no, like I'm not spiraling. My business is not failing. That I'm just having like a moment where I'm just like questioning things because it's natural and all of us are trying to grow something and we're really passionate about it. It's normal to be like passionate, but in the negative sense sometimes. So I think just like really stepping back, breathing, if it means like literally leaving your desk and taking a walk outside or just getting some water or calling a friend, then it means that. And you take the afternoon off. Like we didn't become business owners to just stress about our business for 8 hours a day. So I sometimes think like a day where you take off is way better than a day that you're spiraling into a version of yourself that's really off.
I love that. I like that you said a quiet moment, like it's a quiet hour instead of
Yeah.
the world is
Yeah. I mean, like I get it too. Like it's definitely like business doom where it's like, oh my gosh, what if my business just crumples for no reason? You know, I think it's just natural because especially if you're dealing with like imposter syndrome, you're like, all of this is gonna like leave for no reason. And not that those feelings are right, but they're also valid. I mean, they're your feelings. So it's like, I think it's just looking and accepting yourself for how you are in this state, but not letting it drag you further and further down.
Yes, exactly. I think that's great advice to just step away and take a beat, you know? Okay, so is there any additional motivation advice for the ladies listening?
Yeah, so motivation, I think, is a tough word because, like, I'm a big believer in motivation because, like, sometimes I get like a spark of inspiration. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna be up till 4 a.m. tonight, like, fleshing this idea out. But I think, like, the real success is in the consistency. It's the showing up at your desk when you don't feel like it, or it's the doing the work that's like kind of boring, but you know it's gonna get you to your next point. So I think motivation is tough because it comes and goes. No one is like constantly motivated all the time. There's going to be times when you're like, oh, it's nice outside. Like, I don't want to work. But it's really just like knowing what needs to be done and just getting it done and having that drive to keep going and just realizing like your end result is worth it.
I love that. It's almost kind of like even just because you don't feel like it, you still get stuff done because you know you this is what
Yeah.
you know this is what we do. I don't feel like going to the gym ever, ever.
Ever.
And you're right, and the consistency is so important, especially when you're your own boss.
Yeah.
So I've had different types of jobs through my career, from corporate to entrepreneur, and it is so different when you are your own boss, because there's no, I mean, you're making up your own deadlines, you're making up your own work ethic, right? Because no one's going to work as hard as you on your business, nobody.
Yeah.
And so I love that consistent showing up and being there, even when you don't feel like it, but putting kind of yourself into that role of, this is my job and I want to show up and be the best version of myself possible. So I don't want it, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I think we all think we have to like show up with like so much passion and so much like zest for life every single day, but that's just not realistic. Like, you can love your job and like be like, oh my God, I did such boring stuff today. You know, like, you can have that dissonance in your head. And the truth is, like, if you were in a 9 to 5, you wouldn't love every aspect of your job. The same is true for a business owner. So I would like kind of, I think it's hard because you see on Instagram, people are like sipping margaritas and they're like, oh my God, I love my life. I work for 2 minutes a day. But like the truth is, most people aren't doing that. So it's the same. It's like totally fine to have a job that you love, but like tasks that you don't love.
Yes. I completely agree. And it was such a pleasure to have you on with us today. You really brought a lot of passion. You definitely inspired me. Like, your energy
You.
affected me on such a wonderful level. So it was so great to have you. It was so great to meet you. And all of Lucy's content information and her website and her contacts will all be at the bottom. So you guys go ahead and follow, check her out, subscribe. Did you have any handle, like, in what's your Instagram handle so everyone can go follow you?
Yeah, so my Instagram handle is at my right hand woman. Right is spelled like writing. That's the pun of my business. So head on over there. That's where I'm definitely the most active and the most lively. So I would love to see you.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for listening. Bye, guys.
Awesome.